If you had asked me at that time, probably you would have gotten a more correct answer. I don't know how the conditions were like that, but it was very clear that it was about as vibrant a scientific enterprise that I had seen anywhere. The following way, the institution was committed to basic research in finite number of fields, lasers being one of them, because the institution was committed, was convinced that something of value will come out from that, which will further their own business. But the way to get to the end point wasn't by defining what that end business was, but letting people do the kind of things which are necessary, which provide the building blocks to get to the final stage. And so from that point of view, what Bell Labs had then was strategic research in its finest form. And in my definition, strategic research is research in those areas which are strategically important to the long-term economic or commercial interests of the corporation. Communications was their business. As years had gone by, the frequency spectrum in which communications were carried had kept on going up. So it was quite obvious that after the masers, the next thing was going to be optical spectrum, and so lasers were clearly important area to work on. And there were a number of very young people just about my age. Everybody had coming out of school at the same time. Very smart people, and all of these people have gone on to become great people, great scientists subsequently. Indicates, says something about the quality of people Bell Labs was going to attract at that time. In the year in which I came to Bell Labs, it was Arnold Penzias, Germain, Kogelnik, two or three others. All of us have gone on to do great things in fields of either spectroscopy, lasers, or what have you. So that was it. After the years that you look at Bell Labs, probably 16 will go down as the greatest year in terms of new recruits came in. And there's something to do with the fact that that also was a time 4 years from Sputnik. There's something about it which was that there was this country had gone through an enormous thrust in investing in science and technology, and this was the first output that was coming from that.